If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR, and you are locked into the JR Sport Brief show. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for 2 more hours, 4-hour show. Get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you want to listen to every minute, every second, get the free Odyssey app. You can hit pause. You can hit rewind. If you call me up, you can listen to yourself after. You can send it to your friends. Thank you to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM 158, and everybody tuned in on the smart speaker. It's me, super producer Dave Shepard. We're hanging out here. He's in New York. I'm in New Orleans. I'm looking forward to hanging out with the students at Tulane University, talking to them as I continue the Media for the Movement tour with Special Olympics, trying to let people know how to get involved in the sports business, the sports industry, and also emphasizing inclusion in the world of sports as well as health. If you want to keep up with me in every stop that I make, every city that I visit, damn it, I might be in your city real soon. Just follow me at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's Wednesday night moving into Thursday morning. I bring you a new top six list, and we're going to give it to you momentarily. We opened up the show giving you an update on Draymond Green. No suspension. I updated you on Davante Adams. Well, he's being charged with assault. He has to go to court next month, pushing that or shoving that photographer. Told you that we will not be seeing Tua Tagovailoa. We don't know when we'll see him. He did return to practice in a limited capacity. Dak Prescott doesn't look like he'll be in action. Out there on the field, the Cooper Rush will get the next start against Philadelphia. That's what it looks like. Bill Belichick, noncommittal when it comes down to when we'll see Mac Jones next. And Bill Belichick is just an angry, angry man.
I don't know. We'll see.
He doesn't know anything. He gets paid 10, 12 million, whatever million dollars, and he just coaches football, doesn't talk to the media. That's how it goes. He needs a hug. He does have that lady friend. His partner. I don't know what she is, but
I don't know. We'll see.
He doesn't know either, but God bless him. You'd think he'd be happier. Maybe he's happy at home. Anyway, a new top six list. Major League Baseball playoffs are here. NHL has returned. The NBA starts next week. NFL is underway. Week 6. Wow, already. But Major League Baseball, they're the ones that are just, they're going dead smack towards their championship. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have the World Series. Season will be done. Guys will get paid. Players will move on to different teams. And we'll find out who will go out there and hoist the commissioner's trophy. Now, having said that, we got a couple of teams in action right now. Well, San Diego Padres. They're currently ahead of the Dodgers in Los Angeles, 5-3. They're moving into the bottom of the ninth, so it's basically do or die time here for the Dodgers. And then earlier, after a rain delay, I don't know if delay is the word, it was like a forever, the Braves, they were able to tie their series against the Phillies by beating them 3-0 in Atlanta. They're tied 1-1. Beautiful thing. I love baseball. Complicated game. We know that we have some rule changes that are coming up next year. Larger bases, no shift. We get rid of the ghost runner and the extra innings that's already taken place here in the postseason. And baseball is trying to become a little bit more endearing to the general public because it's no longer America's pastime. But it has so many dynamic stars, so many big personalities, so many big storylines. Typically, they just need a flashlight. And so I told you about the two games that took place today, one of them still going on. The Mariners and Astros will be back at it tomorrow. The Guardians and the Yankees the same in the Bronx. I wanted to bring you a top six list of players and personalities here in baseball right now who have the most to prove for different reasons. Some of them have been winners. Some of them have been losers. Some of them have not even seen a World Series or a championship. And I'm not going to waste any more time. It's time for a new top six list. Wednesday night into Thursday morning. The top six players in baseball right now who have the most to prove. Listen.
6-5-4-3-2-1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Top six MLB players with the most to prove. Playoffs are underway. Teams are battling for the commissioner's trophy. Hopefully he doesn't call it a piece of metal or junk. Hi, Rob Manfred. Well, let's move on to some players that might be feeling it. It as in pressure. And pressure can do quite a few things. It can, you know, bust some pipes. Or it could create some diamonds. Which one will you allow it to do? Let's not waste any time. Who is facing pressure? Who has something to prove and why? Let's start off with this number right here.
Number six.
Oh, this name is likely going to come across as a surprise because he's one of the most successful baseball players ever. He's one of the most dominant pitchers ever. Even right now, as he approaches 40 years old, Justin Verlander still has a lot to prove. And I think at this point, he is trying to prove it to himself. This man was gone all of last year with Tommy John surgery. He comes back. He almost throws and participates in 30 games and has an ERA just sub 2. This man is ridiculous. He's already going into the Hall of Fame. He already has more than 3,000 strikeouts. I guess he wants to play another million years so he can get to 300 wins. He has an MVP and a Cy Young in the same year. I think he's just battling himself at this point in time. I think Verlander is battling the record books. He had a chance to go to the World Series with the Tigers a couple of times. And then he finally won one with the team that most people hate, the Astros. Justin Verlander has a lot to prove. And I think it's just really to himself how far and how long can I do this? Last night, though, or yesterday, not so good. Mariners smacked him up. 4 innings pitched. 10 hits. 6 earned runs. And then he got saved. Alvarez came through and said, "Hey, I got you." Astros comeback win 8-7. After the game, Verlander, he says, listen, man, I know people hate our guts. I got to do better myself. Listen.
A little bit of everything. They had a good approach. You know, there's familiarity here. You know, obviously, need to make some better pitches, but also got to tip your cap, and they hit some good pitches. And but that's the beauty of playoff baseball. You know, we're a team. We're here to win, and we won. So obviously, I have to do better next time out. Here we are with a game one win, and I couldn't be more happy.
That's all that matters, right? The win, and that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to stack up a whole lot more of those wins. Almost 40 years old, Verlander, he's trying to prove himself versus time and everybody. Top six players with the most to prove. Let's move on from Verlander. Yeah, he's Hall of Famer, just period. What's the next number?
Number five.
Well, this is simple. Let's take a look at one of his teammates. No, this teammate doesn't throw a baseball unless he's in the field, which is what he does. This man actually swings the bat. He's not as old as Verlander. He's only 32 years old. He just had another amazing season. Batted 300. Hit 28 home runs. Is one of the smallest guys we've seen in the game. His name is Jose Altuve. And what does he have to prove? It's almost the same thing with Verlander, except for it's different. How many times do we have to hear about the Astros cheating? How many times do we have to think about what Altuve might have, could have, probably never did have under his damn jersey? All he does is go out there and play as an undersized baseball player. If I have to see one more image of him and Aaron Judge standing next to each other and everybody talking about it for 10 minutes, I'm going to vomit. Altuve doesn't have Carlos Correa on this run. He doesn't have MVP Springer with him on this run. He has Alvarez. That ain't nothing to shake a stick at. But Altuve, what does he have to prove? Just like Verlander. This would be very rewarding if they win another championship without people accusing them of just going out there and being cheaters. Knowing and going into this series with the Mariners, Jose Altuve, he talked about how important Houston is to him and what he means to Houston.
This is my second home. I was born in Venezuela, but Houston is, like I said, my second home. The city, the fans, my teammates, the whole organization is just amazing. And hopefully I want to stay here all my career.
I think he will. He's a lifer. Yeah, Venezuela might be home, but Houston is his home. And I think maybe people will get off his damn back if they go win another championship. Top six MLB players with the most to prove. Let's move on from Altuve at five to this number.
Number four.
This man just had just one of the best seasons you'll ever see from a human being. He plays for the Yankees. Come on already. Yeah. It's Aaron Judge. And what does Aaron Judge have to prove? Now that he can also help carry a team into the postseason. Through the postseason. Didn't start off so hot here so far along with the Guardians. A couple of strikeouts. It took him a while to hit home run number 62. We know that he is going to get paid the mega bucks, whether it be from the Yankees or whatever team on the West Coast, the Dodgers, the Giants. Judge has a lot to live up to. He's likable. So he won't get booed. He won't get the hate. But now that the home run chase is over, people are going to want to see results. He doesn't want to be known as the guy who hit 62 home runs. Yankee fans will remember if he sucks in the postseason. He has a lot to live up to, especially when you got John Sterling just giving you calls like this when you hit home runs in July against the Royals. So listen to John Sterling from WFAN.
And the pitch swung and hit in the air. to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A walk-off home run to win the game. A Judgian blast. A one-out. Bottom of the ninth. Home run by Judge to win the ball game 1-0. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Yeah, when you got somebody giving you calls like that, I mean, damn, you got your work cut out. You need to live up to the legend that this man has bestowed upon you just because of your home runs. Good luck to Aaron Judge. There's pressure on this man. It's one thing to do it in the regular season. The Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. It's not solely going to be because of Aaron Judge. He needs a lot of help, but he needs to show up. Top six Major League Baseball players with the most to prove. What's the next number?
Number three.
Oh, number three. Oh, whoa. How about this? The guy who's number three just played in a baseball game that just concluded. The man who's number three on the list, it's Manny Machado. Manny Machado, by the way, helped the San Diego Padres tie up this series 1-1 in the National League Divisional Series. Tonight, Manny Machado, he hit a home run, a solo one. He had a double. He drove in two runs in the postseason so far. Yeah, it's a short amount of time. Two home runs, five RBIs. Not too shabby for a guy who is making $300 million on a 10-year deal. And oh yeah, by the way, Manny Machado, he can opt out of his current contract. So not only is he legitimately trying to compete and win a World Series without Fernando Tatis Jr., without Soto, he hasn't necessarily played his best. We know he's a World Series legend, especially in Washington. Manny Machado, he's been to the World Series with the Dodgers. They lost. He's trying to win a championship and also win some big money just in this go-round. He's had a hell of a night so far. Well, at least a hell of a night, a hell of a series in the playoffs so far. And he talked about beating the Mets. And he's excited to get back in front of his own fans. Manny Machado's just excited about everything. Listen.
It feels awesome. You know, we get to play in front of our home crowd. That's what we wanted all along, and, you know, we're able to overcome that. It's been a long time, and it's been coming, and, you know, we couldn't have done it with a better guy on the mound tonight, you know. He went out there, gave us the opportunity to go out there and, you know, give it our all, and what a hell of a job he did today.
Well, obviously talking about Joe Musgrove, Mr. Shiny Ears. And tonight he helped him, well, not Musgrove, but Manny Machado did it. He's living up to the billing. And he's also trying to get paid because soon he's going to be eligible to opt out of his contract. Let me remind you again, San Diego, they beat Los Angeles tonight. It just took place seconds ago. 5-2-3. Top six Major League Baseball players with the most to prove. Manny Machado at three. Who's next?
Number two.
Number two. Oh, man. I want to give this guy a hug. He always looks miserable, like the world is going to collapse onto him, like he needs to go use the bathroom. It's Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees. We know Gerrit Cole he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the past several years. He's been a solid pitcher. He's been an all-star pitcher. He's been a great pitcher. I mean, we can go back to Gerrit Cole with the Pirates. This man was damn good. But here's the deal. Not only did Gerrit Cole say, oh, I'm going to take the Yankees' money. Not only am I going to take a deal for the next 9 years, $324 million, Gerrit Cole is going to, he's going to take everything that comes with it. Like the abuse from the fans, the Yankee fans. Gerrit Cole, at this point of his career, now that his spin rate has decreased, I wonder why. Gerrit Cole will pitch 6 or 7 strong innings. And somewhere in there, he's going to give up a gigantic home run. He's going to look miserable. He's going to look sad. And Yankee fans will just wait for the shoe to drop. It doesn't matter how many innings he pitches in the season. It doesn't matter how many strikeouts he has, of which he set a record for. People want to see results. They want to see a World Series, something the Yankees haven't had since 2009, when another import, some guy named CC Sabathia, helped the Yankees get there, at least recently against Cleveland. Gerrit Cole won, and good for him. He went out there. Hell of a game. The Yankees won game 1, 4-1. Gerrit Cole, 6 innings pitched, 9 strikeouts, 2 earned runs. Not too bad. He didn't get booed out of Yankee Stadium. And Gerrit Cole, he talked about what a great moment it was for the crowd to actually show him love.
You know, it's not, the game's not over. You know, you got traffic, left with traffic, so it's not the most comfortable time to acknowledge the crowd, but I certainly felt it and appreciated it. And I thought they were in every pitch tonight, and what a wonderful experience to have them behind us.
Oh, he sounds miserable even in thanking the fans. Somebody give this guy a hug. I guess $324 million is enough to make him happy. He's also looking for a World Series victory here. Nationals beat his Astros in 2019. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you number one. What baseball player, what star in the game right now has the most to prove? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Number one on the other side.
What a wonderful experience to have them behind us.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, this is great. I've never been on a national sports talk show, JR, so I really appreciate the call.
Hey, JR, first time caller into the show, man. I've always enjoyed your stuff. Thanks for taking the call, brother.
JR, love the show. You get me through almost every night of the week. Appreciate it.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, with the Major League Baseball playoffs underway, and by the way, the Padres, they just defeated the Dodgers 5-3. Their series is now tied at 1-1. I wanted to bring you a top six list of players with the most to prove. You know, not everybody is a hardcore baseball fan. You might know some of the stars, the big names. Well, I'm just boiling it down. If you want to know who to look out for, these are the names. If you missed the full explanation, you can always hit rewind on the Odyssey app. I'm about to reveal number one, but let me go ahead and give you a recap. At number six, I gave you Justin Verlander. Sure. This man's going into the Hall of Fame. He's one of the most accomplished pitchers ever. What is he trying to prove? He's trying to prove that he can continue to beat down Father Time. He's trying to prove that he still has it here at the highest of levels as he approaches the age of 40 years old. Against the Mariners, oh, he just got smacked up 4 innings and 6 runs, 10 hits. They were able to win at the end of the game, but not because of him. Justin Verlander, what does he have to prove? Nothing. He's trying to prove that he can still go out there and whoop ass even as he gets older, coming off of an amazing season of which he just had Tommy John surgery. A baseball freak Verlander is. Had him at 6. And number 5, I gave you his teammate, Jose Altuve, trying to win a championship without all of the cheating stink on him. And number 4, who has a lot to prove? Aaron Judge. It's one thing to be 6'7 and 280 and smash 62 home runs in the regular season. We all know the Yankees, all they do, championship this and championship that. Judge can't win a championship by himself. We know he's going to get paid. But now, he doesn't just want to live up to the billing in the regular season. This man wants to live it up. He wants to hoist the commissioner's trophy. Is he going to do it on his way to free agency? That'd be one hell of a way to go out now, wouldn't it? And number 3, I give you Manny Machado. This man drove in 2 runs, hit a home run tonight in the Padres' victory over the Dodgers. I told you 5-3. Manny Machado, 10-year, $300 million deal. He's going to be eligible to opt out. I mean, you don't think this man wants to win a World Series? Got to give him credit out here. No Tatis Jr., Soto comes on here in the middle of the season. Machado is now 30 years old. He's not only trying to win a World Series this go-round, he's trying to get paid. And number 2, this man already got paid, trying to prove things. His name is Gerrit Cole. I've never seen a more miserable-looking individual making $324 million over the span of 9 years. Yankee fans are fickle. Yankee fans have been waiting for a championship since 2009. Gerrit Cole is supposed to be the guy, the ace. Good start against the Guardians. 6 innings, 9 strikeouts, 2 earned runs given up. He's susceptible to giving up big home runs. He can be maddening in that regard. Is it fair? Maybe not. I think there are a lot of teams that would love to have Gerrit Cole. Do Yankee fans appreciate him? Probably not. It's a hard knock life. It's tough. He's always feeling the pressure every time he takes the mound. I guess that's why he looks miserable. And so if I have Gerrit Cole at number 2, and if I have to think about a Major League Baseball player with the most to prove, that would lead me to this number right here.
Number 1.
At number 1, this guy, he's about to turn 30 years old in a few days. He was a baseball prodigy. He made his debut at 19 years old. He has 2 MVPs, 7-time All-Star. He's built himself a solid career when he's been healthy. He plays long enough, he'll go into the Hall of Fame if he's healthy. He's also on a 13-year, $330 million contract given to him after he decided to exit Washington. His name is Bryce Harper of the Philadelphia Phillies. They won Game 1 against the Braves. They were able to hold on. Bryce Harper went 3-for-3. Today, after many a delays, Bryce Harper went 1-for-4. And the Braves, they tied the series up 1-1. They won the game 3-0. But Bryce Harper, there are people who love him. There are people who can't stand him. I've met the guy one time. I'm okay with him. Not long enough to draw a real conclusion, but he was very nice to me. But I'll tell you this. He's making a lot of money. The minute that he left Washington, even at his introductory press conference, he made that statement. Oh, we're trying to bring a title back to D.C. Well, bro, you're not in D.C. anymore. You're up the turnpike, man. You're up I-95. Get used to it. Get with it. Prior to this season, the Phillies, they didn't go to the playoffs since 2011. They won that World Series in 2008. They lost it the next year against the New York Yankees. And yeah, Bryce Harper can't pitch out of the bullpen. He can't help them out in the starting rotation. He can only swing the bat. This man has been hit in the face. This man has had his hands broken. He's had ligaments in his arms torn to shreds. And he still goes out there and plays. And he is owed a whole lot of money for basically the next decade. You want to talk about pressure? I think Bryce Harper feels it. And somehow, some way, it seems that he still has fun. Bryce Harper, talking himself. He says, yeah, this squad, we're special. This is when the Phillies actually knew they were going back to the postseason.
It's a different group. It's a different mentality in here. You know, bringing in a guy like Schwarber, bringing in a guy like Castellanos, signing JT back. You know, having the bullpen and having the starting pitching that we did, we overcame a lot. But also, every single guy that, you know, we called up stepped up. You know, all of our young guys stepped up. And that's what winning organizations do. And we were able to do that this year. And like I said, you know, this is just step one. We're excited to be here. We're excited to, you know, pop bottles finally again. And, you know, it's been a long time.
Yeah, let's see how long they can pop bottles. And let's see how long he'll be tolerated in Philadelphia over the next, damn it, almost decade. Bryce Harper, number one on my list when it comes down to MLB players with the most to prove. It's always going to sting knowing that I played in Washington, I leave, they win a World Series. At least he can take solace in the fact that he got paid. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you have to think about a Major League Baseball player who has the most to prove this postseason, who would it be? I got Bryce Harper, number one on my list. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
When you put me on, a lot of times you blend the commonalities of sports and business and drive together. So first of all, you know, thank you for what you do. You have the ultimate drive. A lot of people know you, and a lot of people don't know you, and they will know you.
Here's JR.
Oh, well, thank you, Damon John from Shark Tank. Yeah, Damon from Shark Tank. That's my guy. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Major League Baseball playoffs are underway. We've moved away from the wild card. We're now into the divisional round. We're one step from the championship series, and then we'll go right into the World Series. Soon. Very soon. And so as a result, tonight I wanted to bring you a top six list of players who have the most to prove. Let me give you a quick recap. And if you missed the full explanation, don't assume. Hit rewind on the Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Justin Verlander. He's trying to prove a lot to himself, pushing 40 years old. At number five, I gave you Jose Altuve. Yeah, his teammate. Someone who was a... Man, this guy's been beaten down in the court of public opinion outside of Houston because of the cheating. And number four, I gave you Aaron Judge. Yeah, it's cool to hit 62 home runs in the regular season. The pressure seemingly got to him at the end. Maybe he'll feel more relaxed here in the postseason, or maybe he'll choke. I don't know. He's going to get paid regardless. He's feeling the pressure. And number three, I gave you Manny Machado. Tonight helped the Padres even up their championship series, or excuse me, their division, so I'm tongue-tied, their divisional series against the Dodgers. Hit a home run, drove in two runs, but Manny Machado was also sitting on a 10-year, $300 million deal that he can eventually opt out of. We know he wants to win a ring, and he also eventually wants to cash in big time if he can secure some more funds. He's 30 years old. And number two, I gave you Gerrit Cole. He's the Yankees ace. He's numero uno. He's on a 9-year, $324 million deal. He doesn't necessarily make himself endearing to New York Yankee fans. And so when he chokes, they let him know about it. Everybody's always on pins and needles when they see Gerrit Cole. Oh, yeah, he is feeling the pressure. Yankees haven't won a title since 2009. They are paying him to be the guy. And at number one, you want to talk about a player with the most to prove? Imagine being a phenom, a generational talent, one of the greatest players that we will ever see. And you're good. You win MVPs, you go to all-star games, you do all of this. And then you leave a team and they win a World Series. And now you've just been kind of busted up and hurt and amazing, too, when you've actually played. That's Bryce Harper. And so the Phillies are finally back in the postseason. Unfortunately for them. Unfortunately, you got to take on a World Series champion Braves. And at least the Braves came out on top, even the series up 1-1. Bryce Harper was 3-for-3 yesterday. Today, he was 1-for-4. He is always going to feel the pressure because of that contract and his former team won a World Series. And then there's a whole superstar thing. Bryce Harper was supposed to be like the LeBron of baseball. Tough to live up to, even though the guys won MVP awards. Let's get to the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Good morning, JR. Hey, Mr. Positive. I got to tell you, great list again, as usual. Real quick, go Bills over Chiefs. Bryce Harper, you're right. He's an enigma. He's never won the World Series, number one. And I just don't think he's lived up to the hype. He's good, and he's won the MVPs, but it was either him or Trout as the best player, and he just doesn't do it for me. Am I wrong, or is he's underneath the radar, and it's just weird about him. I don't know. It's just up and down, up and down.
I use the comparison if I want to make one, and it's difficult, but I think most people understand. I use LeBron James for a reason.
Okay.
Because you heard about Bryce Harper before he got to the majors, and it wasn't a coincidence that the guy made the majors at 19 years old and was already an all-star. There was hype there. The difference is we know basketball, it operates more as an individual game. If you put one superstar out there with another superstar, some great players, and that one guy can lead you to a championship. It doesn't work that way in baseball. Bryce Harper, let's put it this way. He could put up Aaron Judge numbers every year. I would say he's a contemporary right there with Mike Trout.
Okay.
These are two guys who've been hurt. They could have amazing seasons every year. It's not going to lead to team success. And so, yes, Bryce Harper, quote unquote, flies under the radar a little bit. Part of it can be his attitude. I haven't experienced it, but I can understand it.
Yes. Finish your thought. I want to say something about Draymond and Devontae, please.
Well, Greg, we've done a lot of that. I want to keep it to the top six Greg.
I apologize.
No problem.
Thank you, my friend. Love you, and have a great night.
You
Everybody,
as well.
Go for your dreams. Bye.
That's right. Yeah, go for your dreams. That's some positivity right there. Hey, Shep, I didn't expect that much positivity. That was nice of Greg to say, right? Go for your dreams.
Greg doesn't ever fall short of being positive.
You think he's positive like Russell Wilson, or is he genuinely positive?
No, because I speak to these guys off the air, and I can tell you Greg is as genuine off the air as he is on the air.
So he's not Russell Wilson?
Oh, the exact opposite of Russell Wilson.
Okay,
nice. I mean, Kyle Brandt, he said it. I mean, that's a promo for the NFL Network of how bad of a guy Russell Wilson is. Let's be real about that for a second.
I didn't say Russell Wilson was a bad guy.
He did. I mean, he insinuated it.
No, I said me.
Oh, I know you. No, you would never say anyone's a bad guy.
Oh, no, I would.
Maybe a couple callers every now and then.
Not call, like legitimate people, like bad guys. Like, I know, well, I don't need to end up on this. I know from experience.
He played for Ole Miss 30 years ago? Is that where we're going? Or a little more
no,
than 30
he
years
played,
ago now.
No, he played for the Steelers, and he ran off the field with his shirt off. That's a bad guy.
Oh, you mean not the guy that was involved in a hotel room and a young woman? Okay, no, not the quarterback. Sorry. You mean the receiver. Got it.
Yeah, well, let's go easy. No, I know my share of bad guys. That the one who used to wear the, anyway. Yeah, Antonio. Yeah, he's not a good dude. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR, appreciate taking my call tonight, buddy. You know, just want to jump in here and say I think the guy that's got the most pressure on him has got to be Gerrit Cole. I mean, to me, when you're the pitcher of the New York Yankees, that's one of the premier positions in all professional sports. I don't care if you're the quarterback of the Cowboys, you're playing point guard for Duke, playing for the Lakers. If you're with the Yankees, to me, they're the face of baseball. Baseball is better when the Yankees are good. They haven't won a World Series in 13 years. And you said it, man. He's getting paid a ton of money. I mean, he's got a huge contract there for a long time. You know, it's put up or shut up time. I mean, the Yankees not winning a World Series in 13 years is, I mean, that's insane for a franchise like that. So the him and definitely Judge and Stanton, you know, too, it's the same thing, man. When you're on, you put on those pinstripes and you make that kind of money, the pressure is big time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. I'm glad you also mentioned Giancarlo Stanton. This man played the outfield for the first half of the season. It's like, wow, he can actually play the field without being hurt? And then he got hurt. Achilles and calf. He's a baseball freak. But, yeah, it's tough. Is baseball better when the Yankees are having success? I think most people hate the Yankees. It's like the Dodgers have kind of taken their place when it comes to spending and having success, and the Yankees are just trying to play catch-up. It's like, hey, we'll win 90 to 100 games every year, but no World Series? Trust me, the fans complain about it. I broadcast on Saturday afternoons in New York City on WFAN, and the Yankees could win 100 games every year. They could win 130 games. They could win all 162. No championship, they're going to want to fire everybody. That's why Gerrit Cole is feeling the pressure. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some other players in baseball feeling the pressure? We'll talk more. Take your calls on CBS Sports Radio.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
Preparing for what comes next is a big part of becoming an adult. So, if your teenager says they want to join the military, they're preparing for a real challenge. Visit todaysmilitary.com, because their success tomorrow begins with your support today.